Hello, and welcome back to class, everyone. I am your sensei, John Lucero, here to guide my wonderful class of Buffy newbies through another episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, episode 9, The Puppet Show. Joining me to give their opinions on puppets are Jesse Obando.
Hello.
How do you feel about puppets, Jesse?
Oh, I didn't really have a strong opinion, but now I don't like them.
Fair enough. Michael Hughes, do you love or hate puppets?
I don't know that I hate them. They're definitely strange.
Nope, we're black and white in the show. You have to love or hate.
Goosebumps did it.
Yeah. Vanessa Cahill, how do you feel about puppets?
I love puppets.
Okay, all right. That's a
oh,
rare one.
Gosh.
Yeah. No, I know, right? What kind of person loves puppets?
Willow loves puppets. She says that literally in this episode. She thinks they're cute. And I was like, Willow, come on. It's like, I'm indifferent to puppets. I can say that because I'm the host and I can do that, say whatever I want on this show. All right. The Puppet Show aired May 5th, 1997. Written by Rob Des Hotel, which I think has written another episode we had previously watched, and Dean Vitale, who has as well. Directed by Ellen S. Pressman. And Vanessa, would you please give us a rundown of The Puppet Show?
Absolutely. This episode is better than the next episode.
Again, we watched season 2s, so...
Possibly better than the last 2 episodes also. Depending on how you feel about puppets.
I think I might agree with you.
So this one's all about a talent show, so I just love the vibe of this whole thing. Everyone is getting ready to be in the talent show. I don't know why. Like what was shocking to me is that all these people wanted to be in a talent show in high school, but that's great too.
Vanessa, sorry, you missed the episode ends with an immediate panty shot.
Zoom in to a dancer with her legs very high.
while puppet's ogling her from, well, we don't know it's a puppet, but a mysterious figure is ogling her from
Yeah, so we start with that, and then it turns out she's not just like in her dance costume at school. It is a talent show. Giles is in charge of the talent show for whatever reason. Lucky Giles, and also the there's a new principal, Snyder. So Mr. Snyder's the new principal. He's like kind of no nonsense, kind of mean. Refers to Flutie getting eaten like 5 times in this episode.
It's great every time. I think it's better every time he does it. Honestly, it gets more creative.
I really like Snyder, actually. And so Snyder also walks up and sees, like, like Buffy and Xander and Willow goofing off with Giles and tells them they also need to be in the talent show. So that's concerning to them the entire episode. Elsewhere, people start dying as they do. Emily, the dancer, was murdered, and her heart is taken out, I guess?
Yes, your heart is removed.
All this time, like, there's a creepy dummy named Sid and a nerdy guy named Morgan, and it turns out Sid the puppet dummy is a, I don't know, he can walk around and talk. He's a real boy.
Yes.
How do you describe a possessed puppet?
Well, he was a real boy. He's a real boy trapped in a wood boy. He's a real man trapped in a wood boy.
That's like, they're being creepy and weird the whole time. The doll sneaks into Buffy's room as she sleeps, so then her friends think she's crazy because she's like, I'm pretty sure Sid was in my room last night, and so they think she's a nut, nut job, which she kind of is. Giles is doing his like book thing and finding out like what could be responsible, so maybe it's a demon looking for a heart and a brain so that he can stay in his like human puppet costume. Willow figures out, like, oh, an animated dummy could also be harvesting organs. I don't know why that's in a book, but sure, Willow. While they're all now searching for Sid, Buffy finds Morgan's body, which is missing a brain. Sid attacks her with a chandelier, and she gets stuck under it, which is pretty fun. And they fight a little bit, and then they both realize that they're trying to both stop a demon. They're both hunting the demon. So that was a big twist.
Generous to call that a fight.
Yeah.
Yes.
her dodging a couple stabs to the ground, and then
yes.
I really like the twist personally. I think it's a really fun twist.
I thought that was really silly. And then now they're teamed up with a dummy, and it's very, very funny. And he's like pretty suave, actually. Like, he's pretty chill.
I don't know. He's just a perv, honestly.
Oh, he's a perv, yeah. But he's also pretty smooth.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. If it works, you know, whatever works.
Right. Exactly. I feel like Buffy was like kind of into him a little bit there. So he's a demon hunter, cursed to be a dummy until he kills the last of seven demons of the Brotherhood of Seven. And it turns out these demons have to harvest a heart and a brain to remain in human form. And so they realize that the demon will be moving on because he has his brain and his heart. But they all realize also that Morgan had brain cancer, which is kind of wild. So his brain is like, malfunctioning. It's not a good brain. So now the demon is going to go looking for a good brain. So they think it's going to be Willow, but actually it's Giles. So the magician kid tricks Giles into strapping himself into a guillotine. I think Giles is actually too smart for that nonsense, personally. But like,
you don't think he would normally do that? I think this was.
I don't think Giles would normally. He would politely reroute the child away.
Tell him his hair. Tell him he's having a bad hair day.
And,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so Giles is like about to be murdered, but they all, they rush in and rescue him, and Sid kills Mark, who was the demon all along. And then Sid dies because he was a dummy and his soul is now free. The end.
That was an excellent summary, Vanessa. What do you think of the episode overall, your personal opinion on the episode?
I really enjoyed this episode. I thought all of the talent show things were very, very, like, they were, like, a really funny, like, little funny things to interject as all the kids' talents. I really enjoyed that.
I think this might be the funniest episode we've seen so far, in terms, at least, I think at least full of really good lines. I think maybe the most, like, lines I've written down from an episode. Most of them were Principal Snyder, I think. A lot of them are Principal Snyder.
I really like Principal Snyder.
Who I hope you like, because he's going to be around. I'm gonna say he doesn't get eaten by hyenas, so.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Jesse, what do you think of this episode?
I thought it was really entertaining. I didn't enjoy the first half with the puppet because I was so freaked out, but I don't know why. But I did literally scream when she turned off the light in her room and he was in the window. So that was.
The little dummy face in the corner of the window. Yeah, yeah. You reacted just like Buffy did. Buffy does say she has they give her the ick, or the wig. Sorry, the wig. They give her the wig. I think kids today would say the wick. The ick.
The John Wick.
Yeah, the John Wick. They give me the John Wick. Michael, what about you?
I would also was not into it the first half, but mostly because it's just over the top corny. It's a lot of Sid speaking for Morgan, but everyone thinks that it's Morgan. It's like, I don't know. It's very strange, and it's not until the twist that it actually starts to be a fun episode.
Yeah, I think the twist really saved the episode as a whole. Like, otherwise, I think it really, I think it's a good subversion of the typical dummy trope, haunted dummy trope. Otherwise, it'd just feel like a Night of the Living Dummy episode.
Right.
Yeah. Basically, beat for beat.
However, it does do that thing that I hate in any kind of mystery where the killer or whatever is just this person that you really have no interaction with. Like, oh yeah, it's Mark. Of course, everyone knows Mark. He was in that one scene earlier where he screwed up the box trick.
Yeah, he was in several scenes, but he just fucked up a few different magic tricks throughout. Like they also ask him questions when they're looking for Morgan. They ask him. Giles talks to him at that point. And I think he fucks up another magic trick at some point too. So he is in more than just one scene, but yes, it is like he is very much a background character for the majority of it.
The information scene was stolen by the guy with all the curly red hair, because that was all I could focus on. I'm like, who is this kid?
And the Sean White as a child. What was I gonna say? Vanessa. Do you have any favorite moments from this episode?
Ooh, favorite moments. I really, really enjoyed Cordelia and all the, you know, all the, I'm starting to like her a lot more as these go on. It's like, it's why you love her so much.
It's a slow burn. We're getting there. Don't worry. We're getting to good Cordelia stuff.
Yeah. I love how into the talent show she is. And she was acting like such a diva. It was so on brand for her. I love that. And I also, again, just, I love the new principal. He's great. I just love how many times he references that Flutie was eaten.
Yeah, my favorite. I'll get a line in here really quick. My favorite one of those was, "Kids need understanding. Kids are human beings." That's the kind of. He says, "Kids need understanding. Kids are human beings." That's the kind of woolly-headed liberal thinking that leads to being eaten. that one's really good. That one.
Yeah. And I also love that. This is like the kind of the first I've been reading more about like Buffy on the internet, like just as we go through these episodes, they're being referred to as like the Scoobies, like the Scooby Gang. And I'm like, okay, this is cute. Yeah, this is their first time they're like, we're investigating a murder.
I'm trying to remember when they officially call themselves the Scoobies.
Call themselves the Scoobies.
I thought
the world was just referring to them as the Scoobies.
Yeah, eventually, I guess that's a spoiler now. I thought that's what you had gathered. Yes, they eventually do refer to themselves as the Scoobies. It's an in-universe thing.
Wonderful.
So I guess you guys can do that now if you want to, because now you know. It just starts happening eventually. The Scoobies. I thought Xander and Willow actually proved quite useful in this episode multiple times. Xander did it good like twice and like almost back to back. Willow literally is like, what if it's the doll? And like she was the first one to say that, and I appreciate that. And then Xander saved Giles's life, and and he also decapitated the demon at the end too, so you know, that's probably our best Xander stuff so far, I'd say.
Yeah, agreed.
That two minute sequence. Michael, do you have any highlights from this episode?
Oh, you know, I've got a whole list of stuff. Oops.
Oh, I also, Michael, I meant to ask earlier, was the moment the episode turned for you when you saw Buffy and the leopard print and leather jacket combo?
It didn't hurt.
Yeah, she was serving in this episode, I gotta say.
Yeah. She had the Claire Redfield ponytail and everything. Yeah. Didn't hurt. Let's see. Someone says Primo pretty early on, which is man, that's 90s as hell.
Primo.
Buffy quotes the intro. Early on, she's talking to Giles.
Yes, into every generation is born one who must run the annual talent list show. You cannot you cannot escape your destiny. Yeah, it was good. That's a good bit.
I also have him referring to Flutie as being eaten, because I think it's the first time he's talking to him. It's like, oh, that's something that Flutie would have done, but he was eaten. Just like casually mixing that in there. Like, yeah, God damn.
Yeah, I love when they just casually reference the fucked up shit that happens at the school. I think it's the next episode. They do a lot. They do several. No, I think it's this one. Flutie mentions several different things that have happened.
This is where I really start to notice all the shirts that were clearly just made real fast for the show. Like Willow's rubber duck shirt is just a white shirt with a rubber duck on it.
You know, I was going to note that shirt, and then I'm like, I bet Michael's going to note that shirt. And so I did not. It's a good shirt.
When Willow says, "I think dummies are cute," my wife said, "That's why you like Xander." Which is nice. Real good.
Yeah, got him.
Why did they just let Giles walk around the crime scene when Emily was murdered? He comes out from behind the tape like he's just a librarian at the school. Why would they let him in there?
Yeah, they really just they don't really cover up this crime scene. Also, school keeps going on.
I know, isn't that crazy? That's wild.
They're used to it by now.
Yeah, it really is. Her heart was
cut out by a serial killer and they're still at school.
Yeah, and they're also just walking around like nothing, like normally. It's like, man, that sucks that it happened. Anyway, I gotta get to math.
Hope that teacher's not dead.
Yeah.
When Cordelia was like, we were like really good friends, and calls her Emma or something, and then Xander's like Emily.
yes, I had that one written down. See, I think this is the funniest episode that we've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, Michael, do you have any more?
Oh yeah.
I have a bunch, so I'm glad that you got some of the ones I had myself.
Speaking of funny, Willow says it could be anyone. It could even be me. It's not, though. Yeah. So everyone turns to look at her.
Yeah. It could even be me.
It was about this point where I realized that Sid and Morgan were just Scarface and Ventriloquist from Batman.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Two to the left, three to the right, and then she just punches out the lock in the locker. It's pretty good.
Yep.
Giles distracts Cordelia by mentioning her hair. All he says is, "Your hair," and then stares at her until she freaks out. God, that's good.
That was so good. And then he's like, "Xander was right. It worked like a charm."
Yeah, and then it gets called back in the next episode. Like a couple things from this episode do. It's in there. Yeah, and we'll talk about that. But yeah, it's Cordelia's great. Her overacting is perfect.
Why do all the teachers just let Morgan have the dummy out at all times?
I thought that too.
I had that as well.
It's the fucking school.
So weird.
Yeah, it was the '90s. It was a different time. It was pretty common for a student to have a dummy in class.
Xander's stole the dummy from the teacher that took it from Morgan, and he's kind of fucking around with it. And then Buffy goes to talk to Morgan, says, "You watch the dummy," and I just assume that she's talking to Willow about Xander, which would have been a good joke. Yeah,
that would have been a good joke.
Good twists. The brain looked like it was made of rubber when it fell.
It didn't jiggle.
Yeah. It's hard to take the dummy seriously. And then, are we supposed to like feel something when Sid dies?
It's a pretty grim. It's pretty sad death, like conceptually. I mean, whether you feel anything or not, like I think like him being cursed to be a dummy for his whole life, and then spending the whole life trying to at least stop them from doing that to other people, knowing he will die. You know, that's.
Oh yeah, I totally feel bad for this dummy of this old man that's like looking up and down the 16-year-old girl.
I mean, that's fair, but like the story itself is a pretty sad story.
Yeah,
I didn't like shed a tear for the dummy.
But they make it so dramatic when he dies, and just like this long, drawn out scene of Buffy carrying him. Oh my god, I can't. I only got a couple more. The audience is just sat out there the whole time that they're fighting behind stage.
Yes. It's like,
no one wanted to check on it. And then it was until the episode was over that I was like, if it was Mark that was killing people, why was the camera so low in the first person shots? They really wanted you to make you think it was the dummy.
Uh huh.
She's walking around on his hands and knees.
Big excellent point.
That's all I got.
Jesse, how about yourself?
It was just, you know, I don't even know. I was very disturbed by the puppet and his creepy remarks.
Once you go wood, nothing's as good. That's what it is.
Yeah, what the heck? I was just like, this is not okay.
Everyone's just like, dummy, you funny dummy, you.
Yeah. Not good. I thought it was funny when they were doing the interviews. I don't remember who was interviewing it was Buffy. She was interviewing the girl in band. And the girl in band was like, oh, well, you know, there's a dancer band rivalry.
I
thought that was hilarious.
I did too. I didn't write that one down, but I did note that weird like little side tan, that little side bit, the little background. There's a dancer band rivalry.
Yeah, I want to know more. I want to know about this rivalry. Like, why is there, what a random rivalry? And then, of course, I loved Buffy's outfit. I thought it was great. The cheetah print dress, the leather jacket.
I said leopard print. Yeah, cheetah print. You're right. Yes.
And then, there's like a couple shots where like the puppet like was like suddenly looking at the camera, freaked me out. I liked how excited Willow and Xander were about like doing essentially police work. And they're like, wanted to set up a sting and wear wires. I thought that was really
fun. And then Xander says, I'm still gonna wear, can I still wear a wire afterwards? Yeah, that's good.
And then like Giles being in charge of the talent show in general, like I thought that was kind of strange because he's just the librarian, and then in the middle of all this he's like, the show must go on. And I'm like, Giles, of all people, you should know that there should probably be a pause. I don't know. I thought that was silly. And then when they did the whole circle thing to try and figure out who was the demon, I don't know. I thought that would be a little bit more, it could have been more funny, but it just was so anticlimactic because then it was just like 2 seconds and then they all left. But yeah, so I think that was pretty much it. I did enjoy also Cordelia's stuff. I thought she was really funny. I was a little, when they were like trying to free Giles from the guillotine and Willow was like using an axe, I thought that was kind of, I was like, come on, girl, you need to work on your arms, I guess.
I mean, also the wizard guy, whose name I actually don't remember right now, he took forever to cut that rope. It's down to the left. Yep, it was like, come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of, it was just strange. But, and then, of course, the end with like, pre-credits and then after credits, that was just hilarious.
The post-credit scene is so good.
Awkward.
I watched some behind the scenes stuff on this episode, and also I'm watching a box set which I mentioned once or twice on this show, and this had every disc has a different behind the scenes things, not for every episode on the disc, and they're like in fours. Anyway, this one had for this episode and also one for Angel from the previous disc. So I don't have my fun fact for an episode we already watched is that in the kissing scene at the end of Angel, the one where he burns and gets the cross burned on him with their first kiss in the show. They actually, Sarah Michelle Gellar and David Boreanaz both ate the worst breast smelling food they could find to make it the most to make the other one as miserable as possible during the kiss as a prank on each other. So that's a fun fact for there.
That's pretty good.
Also, in the end bit was one of the longest scenes they had to film in the series because they were laughing too hard. The post credit scene, it took one of the longest to film. So that's a fun fact. I love the post credit scene.
It's painful.
And
the guy in the crowd that's like, I don't get it. Was that it? Just over the credits.
Yeah, that's good. So for my other notes, I've got. Let's see, they haven't mentioned when they find out they're going to be in the talent show, and they're all sad. And Buffy sits down, and the tuba plays the really sad sound as she sits down. It's like a really subtle thing. Yeah, it's really subtle, but it's really good. I got a couple more Snyder lines here. I've got one right now. This place has quite the reputation. Suicide, missing persons, spontaneous cheerleader combustion. This references to previous episodes in this season. There's a good cutaway in this one where Snyder goes, I want everything clean, orderly, and quiet. And then it cuts to someone screaming as when they find the body in the locker room. The Emma Emily line, and then Cordelia also going, all I can think is it could have been me, and Xander going, we can dream. There are things I will not tolerate: students loitering on campus after school, horrible murders with hearts being removed, and also smoking. And
Buffy says she doesn't do any of those.
yep. The school sucks note is Morgan is like when he goes back to get his dummy, he's clearly in a lot of distress, like emotional distress, and the teacher is just like, is something wrong, Morgan? Do you want to talk about it? It's like, lady, this dude is like having a mental breakdown. Well, it turns out he's like deathly sick and probably terminal from brain cancer, which is just a really sad background note about Morgan as well. Yeah, the teachers, not a lot of great teachers at Sunnydale, turns out. But I guess it's probably hard to find to find quality teachers that want to work there. Let's see, anything else? I think that is it. The last one is going to be part of the fun facts section. All right, guys, what is our body count for this episode? Let's see, for talent show. We have Emily Jemanowicz. If you were wondering what that girl's last name was. Heart removed by Mark, the magician, / demon man. That's one innocent. Morgan Shea, brain removed by Mark, another innocent. Mark, who's a demon, so that'll be beheaded by Xander and heart destroyed by Cid to prevent his resurrection. That's just a fun sentence. And then Cid, curse lifted after slaying Mark, allowing him to die.
What is he? Is he an innocent or a monster?
That's a good question. What do you guys? What do you think? So we have two students.
I guess he's not really a monster, so he'd probably fall under innocent.
Yeah,
he's a demon hunter, though. Is a demon hunter innocent?
Yeah, I guess that's probably monster. I guess I don't know.
We're gonna add
I guess another...
maybe he's taking out.
Maybe add another qualifier to the.
Okay, yeah, we need to make a hero. You're right. We need to make a heroes because yes, we need. That's a good one to have.
No spoilers.
And then Mark was a monster. So we've got two students, one monster, and one hero. Our first hero death, poor Cid the puppet / demon hunter man. So totals for our Buffy body count as of episode 9, 20 monsters, 10 students / faculty, one hero, 15 innocent bystanders, including one cute little piggy. Vanessa, do we have any weight comments in this episode?
No comments about weight this episode, which is surprising since it was a talent show. I would have expected more.
The closest we get is when Cordelia's nervous and Giles tells her to imagine everyone in their underwear, and she says, "Oh, even Mrs. Franklin."
Yeah, that was
good. That's true.
I took that as a fat thing. My wife says she could just be old.
Yeah, I took it as an old thing.
Poor Mrs. Franklin.
But I also love how Giles would, like, agreed with her too. He's like, it's not really good advice. Yeah. And all right, fun facts time, everyone. Vanessa, would you mind reading the first two fun facts?
Absolutely. Numerous ad-libs were included in the final cut. Such unscripted bits are when Willow runs off the stage terrified, and when Xander cries, "Red rum, red rum."
Yeah, so that last post-credit scene when Willow runs away is all her. I also love that when she runs away, that Buffy and Xander just play it fully straight and just like close ranks and play and complete the scene. That's really good to me.
So good.
Yeah.
The ending credits roll alongside Buffy, Willow, and Xander's play. This is the first time in the Buffyverse that a scene is played as the credits roll, a format used again only in the Angel episodes She and Judgment.
So, yep, that's our only post-credit scene.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good. I'm getting enough of those these days.
That's true.
Jesse, would you mind reading the last two?
Sure. This is also the only time in the show that the ending credits are not in Slayer font. Oh.
Yeah. During the post-credit scene, the credits are in a different font. I think right when it cuts to black and the first time, they're in Slayer font, and then after that, they are not.
Nice. Okay, next one is, this is the lowest rated episode of the entire series, pulling in an audience of 1.9 million households.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. This is, although generally Teacher's Pet is the least liked episode, I would say, from my research.
I could see a lot of people not giving this episode a chance because of the puppet.
Yeah, that's fair.
Especially, yeah, because I think Chucky was, big at that time or around there, and then Goosebumps. It's just, not a good time for puppets.
Not a good time for puppets. It's a bad time to be a puppet.
Yeah, it was a rough time in America to be a puppet. All right.
I actually have another one to add that I found on the Buffett.
Go ahead.
Buffettverse. Go ahead. In the non-canon video game Chaos Bleeds, it's revealed that Cid does not go to his final rest, but when his curse is broken, he's trapped in a duplicate dummy body.
Oh, that sucks.
So he's
really in that game. Yeah.
that's like the worst outcome. Oh man, poor Cid. Did anyone, I guess, have any? I didn't ask you for any low lights of the episode. Anyone like really anything they really didn't like about the episode?
I don't think Jesse liked Cid.
Yeah, I don't think Jesse liked Sid. So.
I didn't like Sid. And then, I mean, I guess, how can you make a good fight scene with a puppet? Just like the fight scene between yeah, exactly. him and Buffy was yeah. ridiculous. And then at the end where he's like, I have to stab the heart. I just couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
It was and then he like dies, but it was like somehow a terrible like on-screen death. I don't know. It just was... I just wish he turned into dust like the vampires.
Yeah, they... Go ahead, Michael.
Does Sid attack her with the same knife that they find near Emily's body that cut out the heart? It's like a big butcher's knife, right?
It possibly. yeah, but it's just another like weird red herring that's also kind of like a plot hole. Yeah. But, I mean, I think in the special feature I watched, I think they mentioned how they had to, like, figure out a way to make it work. So they had to pin Buffy down to make any mm-hmm. sense, to, like, make it any sort of even fight with Buffy versus a puppet.
I was fully expecting to see her, like, grappling with Sid at some point. Yeah. And that just would have been so yeah. bad.
He doesn't get to kick that, kick Mark's ass, though, for a little bit.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He just kind of shows up and they're fighting. He's like, oh, I'm here now.
Yep.
it could have been worse.
Yeah, it's a fun episode though. You know, I'm glad overall, other than Jesse hating it with all her being. But we enjoyed it. We had a good time. Yeah. All right, who slayed this episode, everyone?
I hate to say it, but I think it's Xander. He saves Giles in the last second by catching that rope.
Jesse does not want to be Xander. She's trying. She's trying hard.
I think it's Sid because he's hunted down seven of these demons on his own. Ooh. As a puppet.
I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was I think for me the most tolerable person during this episode was Willow, but I could see the argument for Xander because he saved Giles, which is, you know, why is there even a guillotine at a high school talent show? I don't know.
A functioning the one. Oh, it's the like, magic, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I guess Sid, I guess, is also, that's pretty impressive.
Seven demons as a puppet, yeah. Guys. Think about how hard it'd be to like negotiate your way into people's lives to kill demons as a puppet.
I love this debate. I really love just hearing this, like, being that is listening to this. And this is fun.
How does Morgan come across Sid? Did they ever... establish that?
No. No, I was thinking that too. Like, how did they get together? Is he like passed down through the family generations? Yeah.
I can concede to make Sid the slayer.
Sid, you win. Hero Sid.
Just think about think about how close Xander was to being a slayer of the week. Think about, and we're only in episode
real
9.
Close.
That's too close.
I did tell Michael off air in another conversation that I think Xander will be a slayer of the week at least once or twice in this show. So
he might have a case for next episode.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a strong, no, not too spoilery for our next conversation, but yeah, this has been a strong stretch for Xander. And otherwise a rough slate for him up to this point. Any closing thoughts from you guys on the puppet show? All right.
Dummies are not cute. I don't care what Willow says.
Agreed.
Yeah. Even she said it with all her pep. That doesn't make it any better. Like all her spunk. If you like what you heard about from us,
you're a teacher.
Yep, there are eight others of these. If for some reason you decided I want to hear what they said about the puppet show, which is, I don't think there's people that like that exist, but maybe they are. That are like, man, I really wonder what they think about episode 9.
I mean, it was the lowest rated one, so I'm ever like, what do they possibly have to say about this one?
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that like mindset, I guess. But yeah, we've got this and more coming. At least the first 12 episodes these guys have locked in for. So we'll see. So you got that to look forward to. Michael and I have our Capes and Junk podcast where we talk about comic books, superheroes, and everything tangentially related to that in any way that we can stretch. That comes out every other Wednesday, so every Wednesday you'll get a show from us. Yeah, and next week we will, or next 2 weeks from now, we will be talking about next episode, episode 10, Nightmares. Which if you've listened to this episode, you might think the tone will be a little different in that episode. But we'll see, I guess. All right, but until next time, guys, stay slaying.